Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program, we get the latest updates from Adel DeSoto Minburn Superintendent Greg Dufault.
It has went very well. In fact, when we, settled on a return to learn plan to be fully on site, with the remote option for parents who wanted to choose that option, we thought about, how we would feel going into the fourth week, and how it's went, we couldn't have expected it or asked for it to go any better. Our teachers and staff across the board have done a great job under really, difficult and different circumstances. Our students are learning, engaged. They're coming to school. They're doing their activities. It's been awesome. I couldn't be happier, and I couldn't be more proud of our people and our students with how the first 3+ weeks has went.
And now, as far as COVID-19 specifically goes, as of the day that we're having this conversation, 10 total positive cases within the district, and it's easy to kind of nitpick those numbers and say double digits is too high, but realistically, the thought of a perfect school year with zero cases was unrealistic from the jump. But one of the big numbers that I think is really important to focus on is the amount of students that are able to come to school and the amount of staff that are able to come to work. And those are both over 97% and 99% respectively. So in your opinion and where things are at, how are you feeling about where they're at?
Yes, again, that's part of the overall picture for us in terms of how well it went. We don't want to minimize if a student gets, test positive or a staff member. Those are significant things. But so far it's been very limited, and many of the, several of the positive tests occurred, prior to actually coming to school and starting, and it's been, so the quarantines that we've faced, many of those are taking place due to, circumstances that that occurred outside of our school doors. It's the whole prospect of quarantining students if they're considered a close contact is a tough one. But overall, we've, as you mentioned, those percentages of students who are able to come to class and the number of people, the percentage of people who have been impacted is quite low. So, we're really excited and feel like that's an indication of how well the start has been and how we can continue.
And then another huge hurdle coming into the school year was the expected workload on teachers, not only having to give quality education, quality lessons to those on-site, but also doing the same kind of quality for those off-site. Can you kind of educate me a little bit on what you've been hearing over the first few weeks and how you believe that the teachers are handling the extra work?
I think they're doing an outstanding job balancing both roles. The truth and the reality of it is that we're really actuating two different schools at once. We have our on-site students, and then we have around 8% of our students who are enrolled in our remote plan. So we are having, it's a heavy lift for our staff. I think it's went very well. I think the transition has been challenging, and thus that was the reason we chose to, and the board approved and was supportive of the transition in the fall to have our first four Fridays to be remote learning days for students and work days for staff. We're going to transition away from that in 2 weeks. And then start our early outs at 1:00 on Fridays. So we're continually examining, how we can do things better, what we can tweak and adjust to make the load more manageable for staff, knowing that the ask is pretty significant and it looks different than other years for sure.
And now we could talk about COVID-19 and the challenges about that come with that all day, but there is a lot of exciting news coming around the district, and on top of handling all the COVID regulations, also a new elementary school on the horizon, and some big news coming from the board at the recent meeting as far as putting a name to the school and kind of giving the school its first image and first recognizability. Can you update me on how that's going?
Yeah, actually, the board, we recommended to the board following a lengthy process we engaged in to present a name for the building. We had two administrators, Jody Bantz, the principal at our new elementary, and Travis Wilkinson, director of innovative learning and communications, led a committee that was comprised of community members and alumni and staff. We sent out a survey and got all kinds of responses, and then of ideas for the school name, and then they went through an exhaustive process to come up with a recommendation. So last night, the the board approved the name for a new elementary to be Meadowview. And interestingly, they also recommended naming the three wings of the building after some prominent figures in our local history. And that was not something that they anticipated, but it surfaced through the names that came through the survey. So, and those three wings will be named Clark, Miller, and Norenberg. So after some prominent local local figures. So we're excited about having a name for our new elementary for sure, and that name's Meadowview.
And to kind of build on top of that conversation, can you take me a bit behind the scenes on just all the work and effort put together to even just get us to this point? And, you know, it's not as simple as just finding a pretty name and we're naming it after a street to put this all together. Can you kind of take me behind the scenes on what the process looked like that maybe the public doesn't know about at this point?
You know, as I mentioned, the community survey lasted for 10 days, and there were 236 surveys submitted that represented a total of 315 names. And then the committee, which was made up of three administrators and two teachers and two parents, and there were two alumni that were in that teacher-parent mix. And they then created categories or themes of submissions. And, you know, there were names that were themed, area and landmark nature was a category, and then tiger themed, and then pride was the one with the least amount of submissions. So they reviewed those. They had a set of building naming guidelines that kept them on task. So, and then they just narrowed down the names until they identified the name to be proposed, and they reached consensus, and it was full and complete. So they were, the committee worked, and the process was really positive. So, you know, Meadowview, as they described to the board, it helps with wayfinding, being close to Meadow Road, which is a major east-west road that's close to the elementary, and they feel it represents the land near the building, and it does honor several suggested names through the survey. I feel like really they did a really nice job.
And that was our conversation with ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.